Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Belle. You know, honey, when most Christians encounter financial trouble, they talk to a lot of people, some of whom they should. They should talk with their spouse about the problem, seeking a solution. But they shouldn't really talk to their unemployed neighbor to see what he thinks. They will talk with a banker, but then the banker is trying to help them find an answer. Sometimes they'll commiserate with everyone who will listen about their problems. They will explore any financial avenue of relief until those roads have been closed or have detour signs ahead. When it seems that all things are hopeless in the natural, I won't say most Christians, I'll say a lot. Well, they'll finally talk with the one person who can deliver them out of their financial mess. As the song says, at last they turn to the Lord in prayer. The Apostle Paul said that in times of trouble, the first place, not the last place we should turn, is to the Lord.
Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God."
Honey, the Amplified, and I know you like the Amplified Bible.
I love the Amplified.
The classic Amplified translation is even clearer.
All right, let me read that one. "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." That is a back and forth, continual
process.
Exactly.
It is. When the word says, "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything," it's not offering a last resort suggestion. It is, in fact, a divine directive for your peace of mind and direction. If there's one thing every believer should remember, it's that God can make something out of nothing. He can bring order where there's chaos.
As it says in Genesis 1, verse 2, Genesis 1, 2, in the scripture says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep."
How does it feel when you have to work two jobs just to make ends meet? How does it feel when you see your children slipping away from you because you're never able to spend quality time with them? How does it feel when you're one paycheck away from being without a place to stay and you've just been handed a check by your boss? How does it feel when you've worked hard, planned your future, only to see your investment portfolio all but disappear? How does it feel to realize that your retirement nest egg has been stolen by a financial fox and that you'll have to go back to work in order to live, to make ends meet? Now that's, honey, that's the bad news.
Very bad news.
But we've got some
good news in God.
Yes, we do.
You know, one of the things that I think about, honey, is that when something bad happens, and I mean bad happens, we need to just go immediately to that Philippians scripture and go, "Okay, Lord, I need your peace of mind right now."
Absolutely. Just a verse or two later in Genesis, less than 30 words into the Bible, our Heavenly Father is bringing order out of chaos. God brings light and life to a seemingly dead situation.
Genesis 1, verses 3 and 4 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness."
Every born-again believer needs to fully understand that God can work and walk through your seemingly hopeless, confused, and chaotic situation. After all, He calls the Nile River to wash Moses ashore in the loving arms of an Egyptian princess, and away from what would have been certain death. As a result, he became a financial deliverer.
A caravan of Midianite traders to come by at just the right time to buy Joseph so he could be lifted from a pit that would have become a final resting place, and then led off to Egypt, where he became a financial deliverer.
A young boy. Well, he was just chosen to be standing next to a blind Samson, to guide his hands to the pillars, so that in one last act of bravery, he could atone for his sins and deliver his people.
And no surprise, Jesus to be in just the right spot to bring deliverance to seemingly hopeless upon hopeless situations, like blind eyes open, lame limbs walking, deaf ears hearing, condemned women given a second chance. But we know that the list goes on and on. You know, when the word in Philippians 4:6 needs to resonate in our lives, honey.
Or
Philippians 4:6 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything." When it says that, that's exactly what God wants us to do. Because not fretting or having anxiety, I mean, is really, it's only the beginning.
It's not enough.
The verse goes on to say this, "But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition," meaning definite requests, "with thanksgiving, praising God, knowing he's in control, continue to make your wants known to God."
That's exactly what God wants us to do. The answer to every problem we face, every circumstance we encounter, is prayer. Here's what we know to be absolutely true: the Word of God. Prayer is important because the Word of God talks about it so much. There are 104 verses using the word prayer in the King James Version of the Bible. There are 126 using prayer in the Classic Amplified Bible. There are 139 verses using the word prayer in the New Living Translation. There are 148 verses using the word prayer in the Message Bible. So it should be pretty clear that prayer is important to God. There's so many verses dealing with prayer, its importance, its connection to Him, its ability to rally the host of heaven on your behalf, its strength to those who are weak, and its deliverance to those who are bound, its salvation to those who are lost. The purpose of the teaching on this call is not to tell you how to pray. Hundreds of books and thousands of sermons have been written or spoken on that subject. And I will just say that in about 2 weeks, we're going to teach on one of those books, my favorite book.
Amen.
Of 2017, Two Chairs. But here's the bottom line. If you're in trouble, there's no other way to say it. It's spiritually stupid and mentally foolish to ignore the one source that can turn things around for you just like that. We have two particularly favorite scriptures on prayer.
One of them is in James 5, verse 16. James 5, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." And of course, we already mentioned Philippians 4, verse 6. So there are two incredible ways to start praying about your situation.
Whatever you're going through.
That's it.
We like the dynamic power working in and through our lives, handling all our worries, making a way for us through seemingly impossible odds and circumstances. That dynamic resurrection power that raised Lazarus from the dead and rolled the stone away from Jesus' tomb is available to you, to me, to us, right now, every day. In our homes, we have power available for electricity in every electrical receptacle, outlet, wall switch, knob, or button. But here's the revelation. If you don't take a step of faith and plug in or turn on that source of power, you'll be living in the dark. I guess what this call is about is, why live in the dark when the light and life of God is right there available for you, no matter how desperate or troubling the situation you're facing?
Philippians 4:7 in the Message Bible says, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life.
Hallelujah.
So why worry?
That's it. Our second favorite scripture on prayer, Job 42:10.
Oh, yeah. 42:10 says, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
A virtually untapped source of power for believers is praying for their friends. It's also important to understand that Job, well, he had some unusual friends. Truthfully, not the kind I'd want. Nevertheless, the scripture says that when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord doubled what he had had previously, plus so much more. One last thought. If there's a scripture that defines my life, maybe yours too, it's Ephesians 6:8. I think it speaks volumes to the scriptural directive to pray for your friends. Ephesians 6:8 in the New American Standard Bible says, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, he will receive the same back from the Lord. Honey, that's a great verse to personalize.
Indeed it is.
Knowing that whatever good thing Maya does, she will receive back from the Lord. Knowing that whatever good thing Yvette does, this she'll receive back from the Lord. Knowing that whatever good thing Randy does, this he'll receive back from the Lord. Take a few moments, personalize that for you. Make it a screensaver on your phone. Even if you got a wrapper, write it out on a napkin or a 3x5 card. Carry it around with you. And just be confessing that all the day long. Now, for us, that's a great way to begin what we're believing will be the greatest week of your life.
But before that time.
Well, we started this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it on tonight for Sunday Night Live.
That's it.
6 p.m. Eastern. Just go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Beth.
And join us tonight.
And join us for Sunday Night Live.
Amen.
Longer teaching, but I want to tell you, power-packed. Power-packed. Do whatever's necessary to join us. And if you've been blessed by the teaching, take your mouse and go to haroldherring.com. And at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30, well, tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow morning at 8:30 and every morning at 8:30 Eastern.
Amen.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.